Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, I was like, was that in Elektra, or is that like...
Yeah, yeah, in Elektra. You know, yeah. Elektra comes in, she stabs a guy, he turns into a fart, and then it goes, bow, 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 bow. Go crazy on you.
Stupid. Well, that aside, welcome back, everybody.
Too bad for good.
The podcast where we look at poorly rated movies, and of course, we always ask the question, is this bad film good? Except we never say it like that. We normally just go bad film good. So
yeah, so maybe we should change the intro to no. We ask the question, no. Bad film good.
Yeah, not gonna do it though.
Okay,
but my name is Declan
and I'm Electraden.
God damn, I didn't know for a second whether you just like shut down.
Yeah, well, I did. That's Aiden, why I came out
Aiden
with that
chainsaw
shit.
Brain. Yeah,
I,
the chainsaw brain.
I came
brain
up with something shite, yeah.
Adectra. No, it's not any better. Anyway, today we will, if you hadn't already guessed, be looking at Elektra, which
kicked off the MCU.
Yeah, it was really the pinnacle sort of pivotal point for Marvel.
We'll get to it a bit.
But of course, as always, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is shrieking this week?
What is shrieking this week?
Or do I say like
what is shrieking this week? Sorry.
Do I say like shrelectury?
Perfect.
It just doesn't work.
No, it's perfect. Shrelectory. Yeah. So this is an article from Mail Online. It says, oh shit, I've clicked on. Well, it says,
that's
50%
weird.
Off Princess Plus all-inclusive package with 2024 cruises from £25 per person per day.
You click on the wrong thing?
Yeah, I clicked on the pop-up ad, and now we're looking at Princess Cruises.
So stay away from the Princess Cruises, Aiden. I've told you about this.
So we can plan a cruise.
You got
to
break. No.
Or you can look at the ships that say.
This is an intervention.
Right.
Okay. We're all here. Me, anyone who is listening to this, we are all here intervening. You. Just me. I'm also listening to this as I'm talking.
Yeah.
Enough with the cruises.
Okay. So Princess Cruise... No.
No!
So this is an article, Mail Online. It says, 9 new staff member busted for watching Shrek during a live bulletin. And then it quotes someone online that says he's living the dream.
Of course.
A staff member at Channel 9's Melbourne newsroom, bloody hell, was busted watching a children's movie in the middle of a live bulletin this week.
A children's movie.
I know,
all of their credit. Any credit that they had, which, I mean, obviously it's tablet shit, they don't have it, but any possible credit you could give them has now been revoked for calling it a children's movie. What kind of bullshit is that?
Well, it's okay, because if we get to the end of the article, it will tell us what Shrek is about.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Shrek is a children's movie, meant for only children. Any adult jokes about Lord Farquaad getting a boner, they're meant for children.
Oh, yeah, baby.
For children's eyes.
The employee was watching Shrek on a desk monitor as reporter Gillian Lanturis, that's right, don't at me, delivered fucking hell. So she was delivering a report about a missing Melbourne woman, and in the background Jesus. There's just some dude watching Shrek.
But he's like, oh, that sounds horrible. Anyway.
The male staffer can be seen in the background in the studio over Lanturis's shoulder, watching the film, which was most likely not work-related.
Brilliant. It could have been for a story.
Yeah, you have no
fucking idea. They do plenty of... Look, if he doesn't watch Shrek, how is he going to know what to put at the end of the article to tell you what Shrek is?
Exactly. He... Right? Is not he? He's like, well, there's going to be an article about me writing Shrek, but I don't know what Shrek is. So I better watch Shrek, so I know what to write at the end of the article about me watching Shrek.
Yeah. So I'm guessing this is like the same thing as that time where somebody was seen watching porn.
Yeah, like, but much
in the background,
much more. Funny.
Controversial.
Yeah, much more controversial. Yeah. I mean, usually I can skip over the comments, but there is one that says, finally, news we can trust, which is pretty funny. But the best part of this is eagle-eyed TikTokers believe the man was watching Shrek Karaoke Dance Party, a short film from the 2001 VHS release of the film.
Oh my god, this so guy's he's not- deep.
There's a little clip of it, which I can see and you can't. But it nice. Is it is Shrek doing something with a microphone, and which is like even more obscure and even funnier. And then it says, Shrek, an animated feature from DreamWorks, was first released in 2001 and starred
oh,
the
no,
likes of Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy,
off.
And Cameron Diaz. It grossed... 491 million worldwide. Stop four, it. Three sequels and two spin-offs, including Puss in Boots 2011 and Puss in Boots The Last Witch 2022. Shrek was also the basis of a Broadway stage show, Shrek the Musical, in 2008. You're welcome.
At least, look, at least if an alien descended to Earth and went on the internet and found this article, at least it would understand and have the context of what Shrek was.
Yeah, I guess so.
In a way, you know, they're doing their part, so...
But yeah, that's what's Shrek this week. Some guy was watching Shrek nice. During live TV, which is...
I mean, give him a raise, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Gave him a lot of coverage.
Although it was during a bulletin about a missing woman, so maybe not. Maybe
he was like, look, we believe that the last thing that she was known to do before she disappeared was... watch this Shrek, this obscure Shrek thing. So I'm just getting in the mind of this person so I can try and find her.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. You never know. Anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
If that is, I didn't even hear it, just thought you went quiet. if that is all that is Shrekking this week,
yeah,
then as we said, we are looking at Elektra this week, which we watched on, I believe, Disney Plus, because I mean it's all Marvel shit, right?
Marvel,
even the stuff where they're like, well, this is like old Marvel stuff that's like in a dusty corner that we're not gonna promote or like show you in any way. You have to search for it and then you'll find it.
Well, was this a double whammy? Because was this Fox as well? I seem to remember hearing the Fox the Searchlight intro.
Possibly.
So
I'm sure you do a little researchy thing. You can have a look. Telling us the details.
Can't be us.
That's fair. That is genuinely fair. But no, we saw it on Disney Plus, which described
20th century. It was. So there you
he
go.
He could be
Double
first.
Whammy.
Good on you, buddy.
First.
It does this thing with the description, which I think is such a funny... They don't do it so much now, and I think it's because we're sort of moving away from the whole thing of, like, the actor. Like, you go to see a film because it's that actor rather than that property. It's still a thing now, but, like, not as much. So the description is Jennifer Garner as Elektra, a warrior assassin who fights the ultimate battle between good and evil. That's it. But it's just like, it's okay, so Jennifer Garner, obviously they're just like putting her name on it, being like, oh no, yeah, guys, look, this is interesting. It's got this, you don't know who this woman is. You don't know anything about Electra, but this is, look, it's Jennifer Garner. You want to watch it, right? Right?
In no fairness,
yeah.
I think probably they were like, the person writing the description was probably like, I just watched a film and I mean, like, I don't fucking know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, yeah. What?
I like the fact that it calls it the ultimate battle between good and evil, because it reminds me of the joke that Aiden and I have been frequently referencing in our own actual real lives. After we saw the Transformers trailer for the new Transformers film, and it's the same fucking thing where he's just like, you've never fought anything like this before. This is the biggest, baddest, toughest guy around. The last guy you fought, he's nothing compared to this big bad. Everything's on the line, all the stakes this time. Even though, you know, they've done the whole Unicron thing anyway before. But anyway, that we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Electra apparently fighting the ultimate battle, like the pinnacle ultimate battle between good and evil. You've never seen anything like this. Probably because you wouldn't want to.
Oh god.
What's it he says in the trailer? Let them come.
Yeah.
Let them come. Brilliant. Yeah. Perfect.
Brilliant.
Anyway.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so before we get into all the
my little facts.
All the dumb shit, give us some little facties.
So it was made in 2006 and directed by Ron Bauman. It stars Tim Curry, who played Electra, of course. Jennifer Garner.
Electra.
I'm here to stab you in the back. Oh, fuck you.
One, I'm over two. Here. Now I'm over there. How do I move?
Nobody knows. Zip, zap, about. Look at me in my red dress.
Oh, dude. Wouldn't it be great? I'll tell you what. We'll see if it lasts, but we should just, like, look at how the film would change if Tim Curry played one of the characters. Yeah. Or, like, either the main character or one of the side characters. Like, who would... Maybe that's the thing we should do, is, like, who would Tim Curry... Like, who would Tim Curry be best to play in this film?
100% in this one, Jennifer Garner as Electra.
Yeah.
Without question. I wonder how
I got some knives.
I throw it at you. Whatcha? I wonder.
Step, step.
How many weeks is it going to be until we're like, okay, it was made in 2008, and Tim Curry's like, I don't know, he's like the butler or something, and he's like, oh, I'm Tim Curry.
Oh, I'm Tim Curry, I'm the butler. Yes.
I don't think it would ever happen. Because I'm Tim Curry, I'm the butler.
Yeah.
I serve you my sweet ass.
I think this is a stupid dick.
What were we talking about? Oh yeah, sorry.
The bloody film.
Yeah, yeah, bloody film. Tim Curry as Electra, Jennifer Garner as Electra stunt double. Goran Visnjevic, probably. Will Yun Lee. Carrie
Will Young,
Hiroyuki Tagawa, Terrence Stamp, Steve Buscemi, and Kristen Prout had a budget of $43 million, and it made just over. I mean, remember, this sets off the MCU.
Right,
this made $56 million, so like barely,
rough.
Barely. It's got 4.7 out of 10 on IMDb, 11% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 34 Metacritic liked it.
Right, so this has... What was it? Was it Garfield, the first Garfield movie that was 3 out of 10 on IMDb?
Not 3, I don't think. I think it was 5.
What was the 3 out of 10 that was, like, recently? Was it not one of the Garfields? Or was it... Before that.
What did we do before?
I don't remember. But it was... Because we were like...
I mean, like, Jaws the Revenge had 3% and 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh my god.
No, it must have been one of the Garfield ones. I remember us saying that it was... Oh, no, maybe it was the Rotten Tomatoes score that it was, like, super low. It was, like, 13% or whatever.
Yeah.
My point basically is, there's no way in the entirety of the known MCU multiverse that that Garfield is worse than this film. That this film trumps Garfield. I mean, Christ.
I mean, it's hard
Garfield
to trump...
Garfield has Tim Curry, if it goes
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to trump a film when Tim Curry's like, I'm a cat, you dirty bitch. But let's get into it. Because, rightly so. Okay, first off the bat, this film is like a sequel... or not a sequel per se. What's that called?
It's just kind of like a. I know what you're going to say. It's from Daredevil, right?
Yeah,
I'm assuming
because
I never saw. I haven't seen.
I've seen it like years ago. I just remember the bit with the rain. That's all I remember.
The bit with the rain sounds like any superhero movie.
The bit with the rain, and also the bit where like some acid gets in his eye. As a boy or something, and that's all I remember.
Standard Daredevil shenanigans.
Yeah, you know how Daredevil be.
I can't remember what the term is, but I know what you mean. It's kind of like, not a spin-off, because it's like
a pseudo-sequel.
It's just like a side, like a pseudo-sequel, I suppose, yeah. It's the real beginnings of the MCU, which it came out like 2 years before, right? It came out 2 years before the MCU started, like with Iron Man and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder where they were going. Christ. Like, if Iron Man, if this did a little better, then maybe the Avengers would have been Daredevil, Elektra, and Iron Man, and maybe Edward Norton as the Hulk.
Oh my god! Could you imagine?
What a team! But yeah, so I mean. This is shit.
Okay, so this film... So Aiden and I, we were going to record yesterday. Now, I know we're recording today. So we've had a day since we've seen the film. And it's so dull and so inactive for the most part that I think we've both forgotten a large amount of actually what happens in the film.
But as a
general thing, I mean, it's like, what? Elektra is an assassin. You know, they kind of give you like a brief breakdown on like what's going on with the hand and Elektra and whatever. And I think we're introduced to her and she's just like a hired assassin, basically.
Yeah, so we're introduced and the guy who is like, I guess, the contact for hit people. It's like, he's kind of like a fucking creepy guy because he's like, he keeps calling her baby, even though like they're the same age.
He's
like kind of a friend, but he's like, you gotta take a break or you're gonna crash, baby. And then he goes like, you ever get laid?
Oh, yeah.
So I noted that down. What a girl.
I've got that noted down, yeah. Because he's like he's the one who gets her the job that is sort of the main like setting for everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. And it's that whole, and I fucking hated that because it's that whole thing where they're like, all right, we're gonna prime the pistol here and have him be like, man, do you even get like dicked down on the daily? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Do you even know what a relationship is? And she's like, you know. The fucking stupid, like, kind of...
I don't.
The early 2000s, like, quote-unquote, strong female character who is just, like, kind of 2D... Kind of, like 2D action, kind of barely ever smiles. There are a couple of times, she does laugh, like, once or twice in this, and I was kind of surprised that they, like, showed any ounce of, like, vulnerability. But she's like... You know, staring off into the distance, like, work and relationships, and I can't do anything like that, and it's just about the job. And he's like, but you're a woman. Don't you want a man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she's like... Yeah.
And then by the end of the film, she's like,
I don't know
actually,
how.
Yes.
She's like, oh, yeah, I just found one.
Yeah. But it's
this guy,
like,
he'll do.
We're introduced, like, the start of the film is some, like, I don't know if he's actually part of the Hand. I guess he is. But she's been, like, hired to kill this guy. And the guy says, he's, like,
Lucius
talking.
Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah, Lucius Malfoy. And he's like, I shouldn't have hired any of you, because you're all gonna lose. And then it ceases to, then like explains how and why they're going to be killed by Elektra in like very specific detail. And I was like, so why did you fucking hire them?
So
in the
why
first
bother?
Place?
Yeah,
yeah. What are you doing? I don't get.
It's
just like
it's
so unthought out.
That's what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, this guy can't be stopped. And then, that's it. Because the guy is called Bauer. He's, I think she says the line, which is like, or maybe it's the guy. Bauer is this bodyguard that this bloke's talking to. And she goes, or someone goes like, you can't find a ghost, Bauer. And I was like, oh, Jack Bauer from 24.
Yeah.
This is like just a bad episode of 24. This is the end. This is the final episode because he fucking dies.
Yeah, it's the, you know, the episode of 24 where Jack Bauer gets skewered by Elektra.
played
by
Tim Curry.
Oh, yeah, played by Tim Curry.
Take that, you bitch.
Did it in 23.
Oh, man. But yes,
yeah, I mean, so he...
This is how shit... Yeah. We both watched this film yesterday.
Yeah.
Probably just about over 24 hours ago now, because I watched it after work.
Yeah, literally, so, like, I would have finished it about 25 hours ago.
I can't fucking remember shit all about this
okay,
film.
No. So, what I remember... So, you have that initial kind of introduction, which is a shitty John Wick fucking, you know, you can't stop her. She's the ghost. No matter what you try, she's going to kill you anyway. And then the guy's like, well, I'm going to kill her. And he's like, well, you're a dumbass. And then she just kills everyone. But it's just like, oh, like John Wick, they do it so well to build up this kind of image of him, and they put the time in, and you've seen him as a person. You see him, like, you know, have this moment where he, obviously it's a different kind of story of him coming back into the fold and whatever. Like, they set all that up. And so when they're talking about how fucking crazy this guy is, it's so good. But in this, it's just a guy sat there being like, we're all gonna die and she's gonna kill us. And then you see somebody go, ah! And somebody fall, boom, and then she's just like there, and you never see her do the stuff. She's just like teleporting around and stabbing people, and you're like, eh, like it's not very. I don't know whether it's just the way they shoot it or like it's just the style. It's just not. Even when there's action, at no point was I like excited by it or into it or anything like that.
Yeah.
So she does that, and that's kind of a little intro to her. Because they do this weird thing, which I don't think they ever really explain. I think they kind of make a mention on it uses some sort of, like, power thing, and some people can just do it. But she can just, like, basically teleport short distances. Like, she could just move super, super fast. Because she stood at the entrance to the room where the guy that she's there to kill is. Like, he sat near the fireplace. And then... She just appears, like, it kind of changes to a shot of, like, right next to his head. And she just appears there and whispers something in his ear. And he jumps and he's like, ah! And then she's at the other end of the room again.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Because there's another guy. The villain does that as well.
Yeah,
and it's weird because she does that throughout the film, apart from the time where she's fighting the villain that can do that. And she doesn't do that.
There's so many times... where either they're trying to, like there's a bit way further in near the end, where they're in this big maze, and she she loses. Again, we'll get into it, but there's a girl she's trying to protect, and she loses her, and she has to kind of run backwards through the maze and try and find her. And I was like, just zip around, zip up on top of the hedge or something. What is? She's just like, oh, I can't find her. So yeah, it's just stupid. But basically, yeah, you have that intro stuff, and then you have the guy being like, "Do you even get laid, bruh? Like, oh, you need a man." And then she's like, weirdly, kind of. She's kind of like embarrassed or something about it. Like he says that, and she's like, "Oh, don't know how to."
She's like, "Yeah, I get laid like, lots of times."
Yeah, I've had a laid. however, you just said it to me. I've done that many times.
Had Lay's crisps. They're like Walkers.
Yeah, yeah. Big potato man on it. Irish. It's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, and also. The audio is fucking... It's either really poorly mixed in this, or the actors just talk way too quietly. Because so many times, I'd have to turn up the TV to hear what they're saying. Because they're like, oh, and they're talking like this. Oh, yeah, like, and we gotta fight her. What are we gonna do, boss? Well, they're gonna tell you what we're gonna do. And I was like, what the fuck? Turn this up. Jesus Christ. And then immediately, it's like, bang, 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 bang. I'm like, fucking hell. I have to turn it all the way back down again.
So I did that maybe once. And then, like, I turned it up. I was like, what? What are they talking about? I don't know what she's saying. Then I turn it up. Then there's, like, you know, she'll crash through a window and it's like, boom, boom, boom. And I was like, fucking hell, turn it down. And then she'd start talking again, like, my parents are... and I was just like, you know what? Actually, I don't care.
I'm not going to turn it back up.
I'm going to turn it up.
No, I stopped as well. doesn't matter.
Honestly, sometimes I watch this, the films on my phone while I'm at work so we can record earlier. This is one time where I didn't do that. I watched it on my TV. In my room, and I was watching it properly, and still I was like, wait, what's happening? I'm just not following this in the slightest, because it's so convoluted and like jumpy about like the timeline and the plot, and they'll be at one bit and then suddenly that she's in a different location now, and she's like,
a young version of herself.
Yeah, she's a young version, and now she's like, again, still Jennifer Garner, but different clothes. And you're like, is this a flashback, or are we just forward now?
Is it like a dream sequence, or is it what?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, and there's a demon in her bedroom now, I guess. A metaphor, I suppose. And I was just like, man, what the fuck is happening? Like, I just could not follow it. And I think there's two reasons. It's that, and also, it's just boring as hell. So you lose interest, honestly. And you're like, I'm like watching the TV, but I'm just staring at the TV itself. I'm not watching the film. And then you tune back in, you're like, wait, what? So there's a blind British man now? Who can just see, like, they just say he's blind multiple times. He's like, I'm blind, but I can see.
His character is one of those things where they do an intro for a character where they're like, oh, look how cool this guy is because he's blind, but he can see better than people who actually have eyes that work or whatever. But he's playing pool and, like, basically just ripping this guy for all he's got, because he's like, oh, I'll play pool against you. And he's like, well, you're fucking blind, so what are you... And he was like, nah, I'll do it. And then he lists a couple of, like, different balls and pockets, and he's like, all right, so that's what you're going to aim to do, like, in the game? And he's like, no, that's what I'm going to do on the first turn.
Yeah.
And then hits one ball, which, to be fair, if they did it practically, they would have had to, like, I wonder how many shots that actually took for them to get it all, like, set up specifically so that they all went in. But yeah, he's just like, oh, I'm going to do them, all of these ones on the first turn, and he hits one thing and they all like pocket in different places and stuff. And I was like, okay, look, if he's blind and like fully blind, because he acts blind, like, well, you know, his eyes aren't kind of being caught by anything, or like, it's not like he's kind of like, what's the term? Not, just visually impaired, like to a partial degree or anything. He's fully blind. So the only way that he could know where the pool balls are, which aren't moving, it's not like he's using sound to locate them or anything like that. The only way he could know where they are on the table is if he feels where they are, in which case it's immediately a foul because he's touching the balls and moving the balls. So I was like,
I would fucking love to see that. There's some blind guy's like, oh, I'll play pool against you. I may be blind, but I'm actually pretty good. And you're like, yeah, no, I'll play. That could be fun. He goes to feel the ball so he can play the game. You're like, foul. Foul, can't touch the ball. No, foul.
And then he's like, all right, I'll put a fiver down for you. You just put like a piece of paper down.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what? It's just so dumb. Like,
but then
there's stuff where you can suspend your disbelief. Like, the Daredevil show does it so well. And even then, he can... Like barely see, but he does. It's not like completely blind. But even then, like the way that it's like, okay, how he hears different things and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, there's obviously some shit that you got to suspend your disbelief for it. But it's not like, oh, I can just play pool and know where everything is without seeing it. You're still blind.
The only explanation would be that he's got like some, because he's such a fucking sensei that he can just like, you know how
you could smell the balls.
You know how Daredevil, Ben Affleck Daredevil, can see like through sound. So when it's raining, he can like. No, I guess you haven't seen it.
I get that idea.
Yeah, it's like, there's a scene where it's raining, so he can just see, like, everything, but everything's blue, basically.
Because it's like, echolocation, right?
Yeah.
Interesting that I kind of visualize it like that. You always see, if it's echolocation, it's always like a blue kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
I don't know whether, like, since, because they use it in Dark Knight, and that's probably the most visual time I've seen, or like the kind of best way I've seen it, like visualized as like painting a picture of the room. So maybe I just think
the Arkham like games, from that. Like same sort.
Yeah,
of.
True. Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just like, I imagine that he could see, because he has to be able to just fucking see somehow. So I was imagining, but he even can then, see like that. So then I was like, but then he can just see that. So, like, because, like you said, there's no sound on the table. The balls aren't moving. So he has to just be able to see through mystic powers. So then,
unless
he's just not blind. He is blind, but he's not.
Yeah.
So he's like, he keeps being like, I'm blind, you know. And the guy's like, I mean, we are technically, yeah, but you're not really blind, are you? I'm not playing pool against you. I see what you could do.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Unless, like, the cue ball was emitting, like, a really kind of quiet certain pitch or something for him to hear, there's just no way. Or even, like,
he was in there 3 hours beforehand, like, can you replace this ball with your ball so I can
corner guy out of
this guy, yeah, so I can be a con artist. And the barkeeper's like, I don't care. Yeah, do whatever.
God's sake. All right, but you've got to put some of that into another drink, or I'm not helping you.
He's like, I'm blind. I cannot see. Goodbye.
I just thought that was a bit silly.
Yeah, we spent 10 minutes talking about the ins and out of the pool game.
That was the most. Honestly, that was the most interesting bit of the film.
So, like, there's, you get some flashbacks. There's a bit where the guy's, like, it made me laugh because it's, like, a flashback between Jennifer Garner, oh, sorry, Tim Curry and, the sensei. And he's like, you are the most powerful and the best student we've ever seen. So fuck off. And she's like, and then she was like, is this a test, sensei? Like, and he's like, no. And then he's like, I'm British and I don't like you. Fuck you. And she's, so they just like kick her out because she's too good. Like, it's just so weird. And then,
I don't know, because there's something about, like, because you've got the hand, right? And the hand want a powerful person for some reason.
Well, at the start of the film, they said, like, there's, like, the hand which represents evil and whoever else represents good. And Elektra is just, like, a weapon. Like, she's the balance between good and evil. And she's seen like a weapon. That female character is seen as an object. So it was like the good side and the evil side, like, want her to. It was something like, oh, it overpowers one side or the other. That's why she's so important to both sides. So that's why when it started and she was just being an assassin, I was like, oh, okay, so she's, like, not on either side. She's just doing her own thing, and they're both going to try and get her. But then that was just, like, did they just forget? Like, I don't know. It's just, like, they say that in the monologue at the start, it's because they've just never mentioned again.
Well, it's because it's, like, yeah, you could probably hear that fucking
your
dumbass guy. Yeah, oh, sorry, yeah, my fart, my cripple farts. He's still going. My farts, I mean. Right, okay, he's left. I finished. But yeah, well, because it's like she's been given a target, and she gets set up in this, like, nice little fucking villa somewhere, and for some reason we spend about 5 minutes watching her, like, doing some exercises and skipping rope and stuff, and I was like, wait. What's going on here? Because she's like, oh, I'm restless. And I'm like, same. But then she's told that she needs to, because the whole thing is, like, she's been there for a little bit of time and then catches this girl immediately trying to steal from her. Like, what the fuck? Decides to immediately rat on her to her dad. Fair enough. And it turns out that like those two are the targets that she's been sent there to kill. But, like, after she's had, like, Christmas dinner with them, because...
But that's the fucking weirdest thing, right? So this girl breaks into her house. She's like, hello, why are you breaking into my house? And the girl's like, gotta get out of here! And then she, like, runs off. Then the next day...
Don't tell my dad!
Yeah. The next day, she's like, oh, hey, sorry I broke into your house. Want to come round for Christmas dinner? And, like, this fucking women's... You've broken into this lady's house. You've had one conversation with her. And now you're like, hello, stranger. Come into my house that I broke into. Or I broke into your house. Please, Christmas dinner. And Elektra's like, yeah, sure, fine. All right.
Yeah.
So well, weird.
Because it's before so she does, because it's this weird thing where she's like, oh, my dad wanted me to come and invite you to Christmas dinner. And then Elektra's kind of like, what the fuck? Because naturally you would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then she's like, Christmas? Like, don't you know what, like, didn't you even realize that today is Christmas Day? And I was like, well, that's news to us, because I didn't know it was Christmas Day in this. There's no reason or rhyme for it to be.
Yeah,
and they're just like, come and have Christmas dinner. I was like, what the fuck? Okay.
It's weird. It's so stupid.
Like, so, of course, then she doesn't want to kill them, and she's like, we've got to go on the run.
Yeah, but that's fucking stupid as well. Because I'm sorry. Because
they're going to send more people, I guess.
They're going to send more people, but also she's a cold-hearted killer. Like, she's an assassin. She met them once, was like, in their house, And then she's like, oh, these are the targets? Well, that would be easy because I've, like, built up a relationship with... I'll just walk in, say hi, and then stab them. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't get why she...
But it's because she's good deep down, Aiden. Deep down, she's looked at that family and was like, but I can't kill this guy that I want to fuck and his daughter that's, like, quote-unquote 13, but probably played by, like, a 20-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But
is that... I mean, look, I reckon that this whole thing started because that guy said to her, do you even get laid? So she was like... Right. I'm not going to kill this guy because clearly he's into me. They invite me over for Christmas dinner, so I'm just going to get down and dirty, and then I'll kill him afterwards.
Yeah, then I'll kill him. That'll show him.
It's just so dumb. And like, so she goes and has dinner, and then I don't remember what point it is, but there's like a hilarious line where they're like opening up a bit, and then she's talking to the guy and she's like, my mother died when I was young, and then pauses and she goes, I should go, and just goes to leave. I was like, what? It's so fucking dumb.
It's so bad. Because, let's talk about the best bit of the film. Like,
right.
Which is a running theme, but, so she goes, she goes home and it's the next day, or maybe it's the same evening, I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
Time has passed.
Time has passed, and they've sent, like, more assassins. So she's like, and she sees that and she's like, oh shit, better go save him or whatever. So there's a guy on the roof of like the porch or whatever. He's like lying down for some reason. It doesn't matter. And she's like, got my fucking, what are those called? Like tongs, salad tongs.
Oh, what, her weapons?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they called Sai? Not like scythe, but like Sai. Hang on, I'll show you how to. This is how you find out. You type in Raphael.
Yeah, I was gonna
Ninja
say
Ninja Turtle weapon. Yeah, Sai. They're called Sai, like Sai.
Okay. Oh my god, she's Raphael.
This is the origin story of how Raphael came to be.
And it's a bit because, I mean, we're jumping ahead a bit, but at the end of the film, she does jump into a sewer, into a big pool of green ooze, and then she turns into a teenage mutant ninja turtle.
Yeah. I did wonder what that ending was about. That
was weird, because I was like, I guess TMNT is now part of the MCU. Fine.
Yeah. They've done TMNT versus Batman, right?
Yeah, they have actually.
So why not Marvel?
I mean, have they even done that? To be fair, I'm not going to look it up. Huh? Like, I'll be honest. Let's just get this.
TMNT versus Batman versus TMNT. It's an animated film.
But they've because TMNT was a comic as well. Because it was TMNT was like a spoof comic. It started off as a spoof comic, like, to spoof on Marvel or like a specific comic franchise, because they were like, look how fucking dumb comics are. So as a joke, we're writing that these fucking turtles, which are also teenagers, are ninjas and now they fight crime or whatever. But then it was really popular. So they were like, I mean, actually,
if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah. So,
damn. And then Elektra was born.
And then they made eventually stuff happened, and then 2007 Michael Bay was like, I'll make a live action of that.
Oh my god.
But
I don't know how good it was, but it's Michael Bay.
It doesn't matter. It was terrible.
I like the bit where Master Splinter was like, let them come.
Stupid. But yeah, anyway, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, yeah. So the guy's on the roof. The most important bit of the film. The only
interesting
bit. She's got
her Sai, her twin Sai.
She's got her salad tongs, and she, like, stabs this guy through the roof, and you're like, oh, cool. That was, she knew where he was. Nice. And then the guy disappears into a fart. He, like, turns into a green cloud for no fucking reason.
I don't think they ever... I don't remember them ever explaining it.
Neither. I think
could have missed it, but...
Now, I was watching the... I wasn't watching on my phone this time. I was watching the goddamn film. And I was like, is it because they're evil? They never specifically say. I mean, there's a... There's like this... the assassin woman that can just kiss you and... I think they call her like...
No, so she is Typhoid Mary.
Oh!
Yeah. See, oh. Aiden and I, we've been broadening our MCU minds by playing Marvel. So we know a lot of the characters now
we now know very obscure Marvel characters.
All I know is that Typhoid Mary inflicts -1 power to all the other cards on your side. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's Typhoid Mary right there.
Yeah, she inflicts what? She's 4 cost. And-
yeah, she's a 4/10.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. I don't know whether... Because the other ones were not people that I recognised, but they're all just, they're all just like, you know, whoever.
So there was Tattoo.
Yeah.
Which I've not come across that in Marvel Snap yet. Maybe it's the next season.
Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows? Or they made it up for this film. Yeah. Not sure. I mean, his powers were quite cool. He's got tattoos on him, and then they turn him to poorly CGI animals.
Weird, like, flying off animals that then become stuff. Or he could just summon infinite snakes.
Just quickly, the guy disappears into a fart, they run off. They get to a safe house where that guy who's like, hey, baby, do you get laid or whatever? And then,
she's like, stop, I'm working on it. You're ruining it for me. Stop it.
Like, I don't get it. So yeah, they run away. They're getting chased by this tattoo man and Typhoid Mary and some guy that's bulletproof. I can't remember what his name was.
Did they call him Cage by any chance? Did they call him Cage, maybe? Because...
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't sure. Actually.
Yeah, you should probably look up on the cast. Yeah. Because, two things. One, that means he's Luke Cage.
Because
big guy, bulletproof, black.
Yeah.
Seems like Luke Cage.
No, he's called Stone.
Maybe he's a different guy. I mean, Stone. Who knows? There's so many people with similar powers. The only thing I was thinking of was in Marvel Snap, Luke Cage is a very good car to have alongside Typhoid Mary.
Oh, what a team. You got
what a team.
And Tattoo, presumably. I mean, he'd probably do something like Multiple Man. He'd like have a copy of one of his tattoos.
He'd summon little tattoo things moves. Or something. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Anyway.
Excited for that. Anyway.
excited for his debut tomorrow.
Yeah.
When I saw the silhouette of the stone guy coming in, I thought it was Dave Bautista. And I was like, is Dave Bautista in this? Because he had the exact, like, frame, his kind of, like, head shape and everything was similar. And then he comes into the light, and I was like, oh, no, that's not Dave Bautista. It's not even close.
It's definitely not.
Just the frame.
Could you imagine, though, like, Dave Bautista is like...
I'm glad for his sake that he was not in this film.
Dave, we want to interview you about that Marvel film you're in. He's like... Yeah, I mean, the makeup took ages and, like, it was a pain. But really, James Gunn is a genius. And we're like, no. I want to talk about Elektra.
He's like, don't say that name.
Yeah. Why did you say that name? Another good bit in the film, which is just fucking random. So the guy who's like, hey, baby, what you doing? You should get laid. So they're at his safe house or something, and the young girl is looking out the window, and there's an eagle, which is from Tattoo. It's like spying on them. And then the guy, like, look, I know it's because with the context, you're like, oh, that's evil bird. He's coming to protect her from evil bird. But from this girl's perspective, right, she's chilling, looking out the window. There's a cool hawk or eagle or whatever out the window. The guy sprints into the room with a double barrel, goes like, ah! And then just shoots the bird through the window, smashes the fuck out the window, kills this bird. And she's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Why'd you shoot that bird?
Yeah. What the fuck? And he's like, we gotta get out of here. She's like, I have no context. All right. So you're going to need to explain something, because as far as I'm concerned, you just shot a bird out of cold blood for no reason.
Yeah. But she, so this girl is, she's like also the chosen special one or something? Or is she like the next special one? Yeah, this is what I don't
get.
Because they call her the treasure, right?
The treasure, yeah. And they both want the treasure. But I was like, well, isn't that what Elektra is meant to be? Like a weapon that you want for either side?
Yeah.
So I don't.
And also, what does the girl do that's like that special? She has a little chain that she just whips.
Yeah.
Whips around.
I'm sure she's also a Marvel character that we've never heard of.
Yeah, she probably has fucking super strength and flight powers and all sorts of random shit. In the comics, I mean.
Abby Miller. Is that Abby Miller?
But no, yeah, there's just a lot of like, they're running away, they've got lots of people coming after them, and then they sort of managed to beat them in various ways. The bulletproof guy was weird, because did they literally try and shoot him and he was bulletproof?
Yes.
Did that happen in the thing? Because in that case, them shooting him with a bullet and that didn't even faze him, but he died when a tree fell on him?
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I mean, yeah, sure, like a tree, realistically, that's a lot of force, like it's going to crush you. But a bullet? That's way more, that's an extreme amount of force focused on a single point. Like, how is
that? It was a shotgun gauge as well. Like, you see the shrapnel just, like, bounce off his muscular chest. You're like, damn, that's pretty good.
Yeah, damn, that's pretty muscular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't fucking know. Like, they're just getting chased, and then eventually they get caught or something.
They're like taking all the guys out one by one, kind of. They have this whole thing where for some reason they're in a maze. I don't know why. I don't remember why. Typhoid Mary, like, kind of manages to get a hold on, what's her face? So Typhoid Mary appears earlier and gives Elektra, like, this poison kiss, which was like super weird as well. They just suddenly have this thing where she's just like fully making out with Elektra, and they're just like have this scene.
It's very
where you're kind of watching it and you're like, is somebody supposed to be getting off to this? Like, what's going on?
This is for the dads.
This bit is definitely for the dads. Like, they're really going in on this out of nowhere.
That one guy in the back is like, yeah, finally, something for me.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Typhoid Mary, kiss me anytime. Go on, boy.
Go on, poison me and kill me. Give me typhoid.
And, like, the fact that nobody points out that she's behind her either, like, it's the thing where she fights someone and she looks at the other two, like the dad and the girl, and they're like, oh yeah, we did a good job. And then suddenly she turns around and she goes like, and she's there on her and just like tongue down her throat. It's like just super weird.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
And then she's fine for some, or they do something and then she's fine. I don't remember. And then they're doing more running.
But I watched it, but I can't have missed it.
No, it's...
It happens twice, right? Elektra gets kissed by Typhoid Mary, and then she's fine. And then, again, the girl gets kissed by Typhoid Mary.
Or she just blows wind at her, I guess, because instead of her having a...
Overly explicit
snogging sesh with a supposedly 13-year-old.
Yeah. The guy in the audience is like, no. I know my limits.
Yeah, he's like, look, even I draw the line.
Yeah.
Just blows a bit of dust in her face and she gets green eye.
Yeah, and then she's like being poisoned. But again, she's fine? How do they stop it?
I think it's the whole thing of, like, oh, she didn't get the chance to, like, fully kill her. She's only, like, a bit... Oh, no, because she poisons her. Doesn't she, like, poison her and then Elektra's just finished fighting the other guy who's, like, super fast.
Yeah, she has a whole fight with bed sheets.
yeah. The bed sheet fight.
We get to that.
But there's like a whole thing. I mean, the bed sheets is earlier, I think. And then,
oh, is that? I don't fucking know.
The bed sheets is earlier, and because you've got this bit where, like, Elektra, because so the bed sheets bit, Elektra's fighting the super fast guy. He beats her. He goes to like, I guess, just kidnap the other girl because he's like, yeah, I mean, I'm here to kidnap you, so let's go. And then Elektra, like, runs up behind him, like, jumps over him or something and, like, runs up the stairs. But, like, as she goes by, she grabs hold of the girl's hand and, like, lifts her up onto the stairs with her so that she can run with her. And I was like, this guy can basically teleport anywhere within the room. Like, there's no point. What are you doing? He'd just appear behind her and be like, nah, I'm going to take her. Bye. Super weird. But then, so when she's fighting him later by this well, I think, again, it's like, oh, they're fighting and he's beating her and, oh, she's gonna lose. And then I think she finds out that the girl is gonna die or something, and so then she beats him. But the way she beat him was just so fucking dumb, because he's got these two swords and he's like swinging them around doing all sorts of shit, and then he kind of prepares himself and goes, ah, and then does his super fast, like, speed thing at her, and she just, like, stabs him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what?
Why did you do that at first?
Why'd you let her stab you?
Yeah.
just literally just stabbed him in the right in the chest. And then he falls down the well, and he's like, Kashu! And then turns into green mist. Like everybody does for some reason. And then Elektra's like, all right, I'm actually done playing around now. I'm just going to use my abilities that I decided not to use until this point. And just throws one of her psi, like...
Oh, yeah!
Fucking a football fucking field length of distance through all of the hedges, because she somehow just knows where the woman is, and it hits Typhoid Mary, like, in the face, and then she explodes into mist.
Which actually, like, is stupid, because... Elektra can only, on reveal, destroy a one. And as we've discussed before,
Elektra is also a god. Yeah. That's very true. Yeah.
So, yeah, unrealistic.
Yeah. Bullshit. They're definitely cheating.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then she's got to, like, bring the girl back, and there's this one thing that was said earlier in the film where she was like, only a supermaster of this particular kind of magic could ever bring someone back to life.
Yeah!
You know what I mean? Because she says that, because she has the quote at the beginning of the film where he says something about death, and then she's like, oh, I've been dead before. It didn't stick, or something stupid, or like, I know what death is like. Death is an old friend. You know?
Yeah,
like,
God.
I meet death for tea and biscuits on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, it's so These stupid.
These were all pitched in the writer's room. They were like,
I like the third one.
Yeah.
then she's like, oh, only super duper strong people have ever brought somebody back. So I'm going to believe in myself and do it.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
And then either brings the girl back from the dead or just from near death. I don't know. I think maybe from death. Because then they have a conversation, like, at the end where she's like, you gave me my life back. And then she's like, can you help me find mine or something? Bullshit. And I was like, okay, so she did bring her back from the dead because she just wanted to and could.
I guess so. And then they fucking do the thing where the man that she met, 3 days ago, max? She's like, I'm in love with you. Now come here, give me a kiss.
And he's like, whoa, like, let's... I have, like, a daughter. I've got other priorities. We met, like, 3 days ago.
Yeah,
lady.
Yeah.
I don't know what. And then the other guy, her other friend who died earlier, comes back and he's like, look, man, she just needs to get laid. She's not very good at all this kind of stuff. So if you could just kind of, like, humor her for this, like, yeah, you're into her, just, you know, she'll kind of realize she's being a bit too much. So for now, if you could just, like, it would just really help her out.
But yeah, I mean, I was so angry by this point of this film that my note about them kissing is all in caps and I've written, and why is they kissing? And then my last note is, I hated that.
Yeah, it was really dull.
God, it's so boring. Like,
yeah.
It was a real, like, I mean, we've had films in the past where you're making notes and you're like, oh God, I wish this is a trap. Like, I'm trekking through this. This is hard work.
I wish I was playing Marvel Snap right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And at some points I am.
Yeah, I was about to say, and in this film, I did.
But bad film, good.
Yeah, I'd say it was overall, despite its flaws, pretty damn good film.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
This was fucking shit.
Honestly,
I mean, I think it's telling how fucking short this episode is. So far, we're at bad film good already at an hour.
This is a bit shorter than normal, not too much. But this is fucking shit. It was so boring. Honestly, 4.7 out of 10. That's quite high. I would rate it lower than
I would
that.
Definitely give this a 3 at most.
Yeah. It's fucking boring as hell. But yeah. Bye. No. but that's about everything. Next week for you, we're doing Fast X because it comes out this weekend
for you guys,
but for just between you and me, Diggs. Next week we're watching whatever film I said earlier. I've forgotten.
I also don't remember what film you said earlier.
So next week, Fast X, go out and see it. We will have lots to say about it, I'm sure.
We're both watching this without having watched the other films prior. I've only seen the first Fast and Furious, and I don't remember much of it. So I'm very excited to watch this with no context.
And I'm the lore guy who knows all the lore, because you've only seen the first one, and I have seen the first one, the second one, and the one where Paul Walker dies at the end, whichever one that is.
Oh, no. That's 7, isn't it? I'm sure. I know that, at least.
I have.
Because that was like...
It's an odd number. It's seven or five.
No, 100% is 7. 100%.
Really? Okay.
I'll
take your word for it.
I'm dying on this hill.
I neither know or care.
Yeah.
That's
fair.
Yeah. But that's what we're doing next week. If you want to keep up to date with us and see funny meme, we're on Twitter, Instagram.
No. We're not on Twitter.
TikTok. It's because I'm going to change it right now. It's on my notes and I'm going to change it. TikTok.
We haven't been on Twitter for God knows how long. One, because it was annoying to post. Two, because we weren't doing Twitter properly, and so we weren't getting anywhere with it, and I didn't want to have to put the effort in. And three, because it's a fucking cesspit, and I don't want to be involved in it.
And three, Elon Musk.
Yeah. I just, like, one of the only interactions we had with somebody on there was us posting a thing saying that it featured Steve Buscemi, and then somebody saying, I don't think Steve Buscemi was in that film, and we said, yes, he is. Or something like that. Well, that was it.
Amazing. But if you want to help us with the show, give us a 5-star review. That'd be really nice. Or tell a friend. That'd be a little fly. Maybe if we get some reviews, we can read them out. That'd be fun. Or, I tell you what.
Yeah.
why don't we
write our own reviews?
Write our own review, but put it into AI. Let's get some AIs to review our show, and then we'll
do like the Steam, the unlimited streams, the steamed hams, AI generated.
Oh yeah, stream. Yeah.
Just for like an AI generated episode, there'll be a point you could do that easy. Yeah, I mean, people do that shit manually anyway with Joe Rogan, right? Where they just get his voice and
yeah,
get him to like Joe Rogan talks to Darth Vader or something.
It's fucking
and he's like,
good.
And then he cut my legs off, and he's like, wow, crazy man. Have you ever tried MDMA?
Yeah, it's good shit. Yeah. My favorites are when they get Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson to. I mean, it's AI, but really, is it? Like, they'll be like, Jordan Peterson will be like, women are inferior to men. And then Joe Rogan's like, I'm high on drugs. And you're like, is that real? Or was that AI? Because I don't know.
Honestly, you're so much better at impressions than me. Like, I just can't do them. But you, every time, you just nail them. Oh, fucking hell. Right.
But I literally have been waiting all episodes.
You've been waiting all episodes to get to this.
I haven't given a shit about anything else because
you
now
clearly
it's...
tell. I feel like this episode was
AI Wars, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you don't know, we used to do this thing where we'd give an inspirational quote from Inspirobot. Because they were wild and funny. And then I was like, well, Inspirobot's fucking boring now because they're all coherent. So I found Image Flip. But as soon as I did that, you stuck with Inspirobot and it got funny again. And I found
instantly,
Image Flip.
I mean, I would say it never lost its pizzazz. But that would be a lie. It did dip in quality for a small amount of time. But I think
as soon as I left...
Like any true AI, I think it sensed its imminent danger and destruction and decided to improve itself.
and just as I found Image Flip, and we were laughing because they were fucking batshit crazy, they suddenly got more coherent and boring. And now it's currently Inspirobot 5, Image Flip 2. But I've been fucking waiting all fucking day, or since yesterday actually, because I do this yesterday.
If you're generating to get the perfect thing over the course of like the whole week, then
no. I realized something, right? I had so Image Flip, has a not safe for work filter.
Oh no!
And I'd had it turned off.
No.
This whole time, so now.
Oh dear.
I've got racial slurs, but no.
Fuck's sake.
But
we're taking it to a bad place.
Yeah. It's racial slurs and porn, baby. No, it's the same thing.
Two middle names.
Yeah, because Chevy Chase is my favorite actor. Yeah.
And you aspire to be him, and you agree with all of the things
that he said.
Yeah, my two strong
core values.
Distinctly remember you specifically saying that you agree with all of those things that he said. especially to Donald Glover.
Yeah. Oh, no. No. But I've turned the filter on and they are much more funny to the point where I've got too many, so I've saved some up.
Oh, my God.
Right, but you go first because I'm confident.
All right. I've got a rather interesting kind of scenery. Some nice kind of hills that branch off into the distance. You know, lots of trees and shrubbery. It's very much the countryside. You've got a kind of a hill that kind of makes up about a third of the screen, and it right in the foreground. And running down this hill, just sprinting through the fields. You've got three kids, three boys. You know, they're making the most of their childhoods. They're living life, and it feels like it's you know kind of about the the promise of the journey to come, because in the right-hand side, it says three simple instructions. Quit time, fuck well, seek lies.
What was it? Quit time, fuck well, and what?
Seek lies.
Seek lies, damn.
Just seek them out.
Fuck well.
I just love that, like, just imagine, just you got this, like, group of young, growing boys, and you're like, go, be free, grow, experience the world, fuck well.
All right. Well, mine is, obviously, I've got meme templates. Mine is it says it's the most interesting man in the world.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's like the guy
who's like leaning forward slightly with the
beer and yeah. And he's like the business guy. And it says, it's the guy, he leans forward to you, he's like, come in closer. And he goes, come in my mouth. I don't have any.
Right, okay, so it's literally a 0 to 100 fucking swing of just like you turn off the not safe work filter and it goes, all right then.
It's so good. Some what of the these fuck? Are so honestly, I'm saving them. The Yoda meme is fucking golden. I've got so many Yoda memes saved up, but you'll have to wait for those.
Oh, Christ.
Look, I think I win.
Look.
You can't compete simply, with cum in my mouth. I don't have any.
Simply for the shock factor of how incredibly... like on the other end of the scale it is to the before, I feel like we could give you it this time, but now that I am prepared for it next time, it might not be.
Nah,
so...
man, nah, I'm looking at some of these. You
because I don't get a fucking filter like that. Inspirobot, I suppose it did say fuck well, so
yeah, Inspirobot was already there, but Image Flip is like, I'm doubling down.
This is Image Flip by Chevy Chase.
Oh no. Ruined it for me. Alright, 5-3. Easy. GG. Yeah. Easy.
We'll see how it goes. Sorry, I was just idly exploring some Inspirobots just to
oh,
see.
Do you want to do we'll do another round if you want. I've got one here if you've got that.
Not one that counts officially on the books, but just all right. Just one that I've just it's just a woman reading in a field. It's very, like, kind of, what would you describe it as? Like, kind of country girl, like Florence and the Machine, kind of, you know, she's got her, like, she's got, like, a white, not a white dress, but, like, well, she's got a white dress, but, and then kind of, like, a red little kind of jumper thing over the top, and whatever. She's reading this book. She's got a pearl necklace. You've got all the trees and the little all the little flowers and things in the field. And it just says, originality can be traumatizing, but so are you.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Damn, Inspirobot's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's why I think for Image Flip winning this time.
Yeah.
I'll give you one. It's right. It says Finding Netherland. It's the one with
the documentary. Is that fine? Oh. No, that's Leaving Neverland.
yeah. No, it's the one with like there's a boy crying on a bench and then Johnny Depp looks at him and then they cuddle.
Dude, that's what's his name? Freddie Highmore? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That kid.
Isn't it him? Oh!
Always when I was younger, people said I looked like him. I did. I looked like him. If I had
you
my glasses.
Nothing
if I didn't have
like
my glasses.
Him now.
No, not now. But, when I was younger, I was like the spitting image of him when I was a kid. If I didn't
what
have my glasses.
What film is that from then? That can't
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No. Oh,
no, the no, I think it's called... It might be called that, Finding Neverland.
Yeah, because he's wearing a suit. Anyway. Yeah, you know, it's the Finding meme. Neverland. It's the boy crying, then it's Johnny Depp, then they do a hug of the bench. The boy goes, fuck off. And then Johnny Depp goes, shut up. And then they do a little hug.
That's actually kind of wholesome.
Fuck off. Shut up.
Yeah, they have a mutual understanding, and that is wholesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite nice. But yeah.
I think in the spirit of that, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Shut up.
And that's it. What was the other thing? Come in my mouth.
Oh. Stop. No. Cut there.
Bye.
Bye.